Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blog Aid Tips Tuesday podcast for March 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the last chance to register for the SEO workshop for non-geeks, a free webinar on the future of WordPress site ownership, GoDaddy acquiring Sucuri, 8 common security mistakes that cost you dearly, the new WordPress image widget you're going to like, new PHP level warnings in the Yoast SEO plugin, an op-ed on the demise of DMOZ and the rise of niche content that is a must-read, longer titles displaying in Google search, the Medium blogging platform going to a paid subscription, Studio Press and copy bloggers Brian Gardner's chat with Matt Mullenweg, the top 7 myths about HTTPS site conversion busted, Google quietly updates FeedBurner to accept HTTPS feed links, and why I won't be hard-coding Chrome jobs anymore and what I am hard-coding now. So let's dive in. In Blog Aid happenings, today is the last day that you can register for the SEO workshop that begins on March 30th. This is a 6-week live workshop and private Facebook group where you'll go step-by-step through all of the places Google indexes on your site and help you lay a proper SEO foundation. So be sure to get in on this today because the registration closes at midnight Eastern time. And then join me on April 7th for a free webinar on the future of WordPress site ownership. You can get a peek into my crystal ball about what's in store for site owners for 2017 and beyond. Now, the last one of these I did was nearly 2 years ago on Blab, and I predicted the perfect storm of change that we're experiencing today. And it's time we draw a line in the sand on running your site like it's still 2012. Get on top of now with site elements involving security, performance, visibility, SEO, and more. Now, y'all know I had a private chat with Matt Mullenweg a month ago, and I've been sort of quiet about a few things until I could check them out. Well, now I'm ready to spill the beans. And I'll have a post for you soon with more details. But BlogAid News subscribers were the first to know about this, so make sure that you're on the list because I've got more webinars coming up. And y'all know I'm going to keep you ahead of the curve, right? All right, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In security tips, this is huge news. GoDaddy acquired Sucuri. Now, Tony Perez and the folks at Sucuri are reassuring current customers that this means business as usual for them and that GoDaddy will simply become an umbrella company. For Sucuri, it means large-scale deployment of their services, but no details have been given about exactly what parts of their service will be included on GoDaddy itself. Now, I assume it's just an upgrade of what their free plugin offers, which is the malware scanner and security hardening. But I don't think that it will include the paid firewall since that's also tied to their own CDN. We'll see as time goes on. But what I do know is that GoDaddy does not allow all the normal security measures I set up for site audit clients. They even got called out for that in a recent hosting benchmark test, too. And you can see more about my reaction to this news on the Blog Aid Today video post for March 23rd. And you know, if you follow Blog Aid on Facebook and YouTube, you can catch Blog Aid Today in live stream. And there's a post on Torque this week with the 8 common security mistakes most site owners make that end up costing them dearly. But I take exception to the first and last ones on the list. Now, the first one states that most hacks come through crap hosting. While I have no doubt that bad hosting is an issue, I'm not convinced the numbers supplied by WP Template that were used in this article are accurate. Other security firms like Sucuri and even WordPress itself paint a different picture about it. The majority of hacks come from out-of-date plugins and themes, and those were mentioned in this article as well. I also take exception to the last suggestion that if you don't feel comfortable making some of the security changes at the root of your hosting account, to install one of those behemoth security plugins, what that's going to give you is a false sense of security and a resource hog performance issue. It's way cheaper in the long run to hire a qualified geek to do it right. Just ask any of my site audit clients. Actually, you can hear about it from their own words in interviews we did together about all that we found on their sites. I've got links for you for all that in the show notes. In WordPress tips, recall those sweeping changes to WordPress I've been talking about for months? Well, we're about to see one of them, and you're going to like it, I think. Adding images to the sidebar always meant either jumping through some coding hoops or getting a plugin to help you do it. Well, a new widget may be coming in a WordPress update soon. It's sort of like the native text widget, but specifically for images. You can see screenshots of it in this nice post from WP Tavern. In plugin tips, the new version of the Yoast SEO plugin, it's version 4.5, now issues a warning if you're running any PHP version below 7 on your host. Look, I totally understand Yoast's reasons for wanting to do this, but I really don't think it's an SEO plugin's place to call signouters out on their PHP version from within the plugin. It's not an SEO function and has no business being there. And on top of that, many site owners can't switch to PHP 7 yet because they have another plugin or two on their site that is not PHP 7 ready, and it's crucial to their business. Yes, we all need to move to PHP 7, but to be honest, PHP 5.6 works just fine and is plenty secure and is still being supported. It's versions below 5.6 that have no support and are not safe to use. And too many site owners are on those lower versions. So I appreciate Yoast helping lead the charge on switching to PHP 7, but I don't agree with doing it this way. However, I can't argue with the fact that this is making thousands of site owners aware that the PHP version at their host matters. So there's that. In SEO tips, there's a nice op-ed on the SEO book site this week about why DMOZ failed and why ranking a whole site is nearly impossible these days. It's a bit of a history lesson in how we got to here in content marketing, and it covers the failed strategy of pumping out tons of low-quality content. Search algorithms favor authoritative content now, and that means it's easier to rank a post or a page than it is a whole site. And there's billions of dollars at stake in this change, too. Now, I hope you do go read this post, because it does have a direct bearing on what I'll be teaching in the SEO workshop and why you have to change your content and SEO marketing strategies. And there's a difference in what Google displays in SERPs, which are search engine result pages, and what it indexes. And Google constantly tweaks what it displays. You know, a few years ago, that was 70 characters for titles, and lately it's been down to 59 characters as they try to out bigger fonts. Well, looks like now we're back to 70 characters, as reported on the SEO copywriting blog. Here's the thing. Write your titles as long as they need to be. Google is indexing the whole thing, regardless of what it displays. And Google will display the whole thing if your post or page is the best match for the searcher's query. Just put the important words near the front and stop worrying about length, because Google is going to keep moving the cheese on this, guaranteed. And on top of that, making page titles short so they fit nicely into your navigation is one of the worst SEO things you can do. That's another thing I'll be covering in the SEO workshop. In content marketing tips, Medium is going to a paid subscription model. You know, it was once touted as a serious competitor to WordPress. The Medium blogging platform is moving away from making money via ads to a monthly subscription service. Now, what I find really interesting is this quote about the type of content that will be featured in the subscription service. It will be from, quote, "those who have hard-won expertise, do exhaustive research, and think deeply. Those who make all of us smarter. Those who maximize our understanding of the world but don't necessarily maximize clicks, and therefore are at a disadvantage among the highly optimized algorithm churn being slung by the truckload by low-cost content purveyors," end quote. I find that funny because Medium is known for its tabloid-level rant-type writing. So the unfolding of this should be quite interesting. You know, the main thing is, if you write on Medium as a way to get more eyeballs on your content, this move could knock that tactic in the dirt. Do go read the article for yourself. And you might want to read WP Tavern's take on it too. I've got the link for you in the show notes. Brian Gardner is the founder of Genesis Studio Press and Copyblogger, as well as Rainmaker and a host of other website products. And on his weekly show, he interviewed Matt Mullenweg, who's the co-founder of WordPress. Now, the interview has a transcript, and it's definitely worth a scan. I was especially interested in the last third, which was on the future of WordPress. Matt has a unique ability to hold a both-and view about cooperation and competition. He mentions how the open source community in WordPress has to find ways to work together to keep pace with entities like Wix, which is spending $160 million a year in ads to increase brand awareness. They also chat about premium themes and plugins and Automattic's purchase of WooCommerce. Plus, Brian revealed that Woo-centric themes are coming to StudioPress too. In HTTPS tips, now old rumors and misconceptions abound about HTTPS. The fact is, it's evolving every day. I want you to go see my post from this weekend about the top 7 myths I encounter all the time. And be sure you're up to date and in the know about HTTPS and converting your site. 3 popular myths are, I don't need HTTPS if I don't sell anything. My host issued an SSL certificate, but my site's not HTTPS. And a plugin will take care of all the HTTPS links. And there are 4 more in the post just like it. So go have a read. Oh, and guess what? Google silently snuck one in on us. After 5 years of leaving FeedBurner on a dusty shelf, they quietly updated it to accept HTTPS feed links. But I still advise that you should leave this service if you're still using it to send your blog post via email. I'll have a post for you later this week with more. In Webmaster Tips, y'all may recall a few weeks ago I mentioned in Tips Tuesday that one of my favorite plugins will no longer be supported. It's Revision Control. So during site audits and HTTPS conversions, I've been removing that plugin and hard-coding revision limits, as well as turning down the frequency at which WordPress auto-saves. That's called the heartbeat. I was also turning off the WordPress virtual cron, which is the internal clock for WordPress, and creating one to hit on a regular schedule instead of every time someone hits a post. But what I found is that each host seems to hide the code we need to do that in a different place, and it's PHP level dependent. So while we're in this PHP transition period, I've decided to leave the virtual WordPress cron in place. Unless it's a super high traffic site, or the site owner complains about missing scheduled posts or backups, or other site functions that are cron dependent. I've also discovered that all of the PHP 7 compatibility plugins require WordPress cron to run too. So there's that. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these helpful, especially the information about the free webinars, share them with your peeps. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.